Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on January 26, 2021. It's a pleasure to have you here today. We got a nice show with our friends from COSE and the Consortium of School Networking. We're to talk about their upcoming conference, which is, of course, a virtual conference this year. But we've got Steve Langford and Marlo Gaddis, and I also almost said Steve Gaddis and Marlo Langford, but that would have been wrong. Steve Langford and Marlo Gaddis, okay, here, the event co-chairs, to tell us all about it, preview it for us, and as always, it's going to be a great event, a virtual or not, and they'll tell us that. As you know, we're now part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Free to educators, what we do over there for equity, we try every day, and it's all industry supported. We thank those companies, they're all listed over there, for their support as we try to get equity for every child at every school in the country. And I know COSET is big on that, as most of the association. So it's really, really good to be working with them. If you go over to ace-ed.org, you'll see our magazine over there, Equity and Access, our online journal. Enjoy that. And by the way, everything we do over there is free for educators. And you see an icon for podcasts, and that's where our schedule is, as well as the shows that we've done, so you can check our archive. So again, please, over at ace-ed.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Let me bring my two wonderful guests on, one from North Carolina, one from across the country in Oregon, who's working at 7:30 in the morning. Although normally I'm women first, let's start with Steve, who got up so early to do this. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks so much for having us.
My pleasure, sir, and thank you for being here. It's 10:30 for me here in Maine, across the country from you, but it's 7:30 where you are, so we appreciate it, okay? You're still in your jammies.
You bet.
Good man. Good man. It's remote time. That's excellent. Marlo,
are
you there?
That's right.
I am. Good morning, and thank you for having us as well.
You're welcome, and being a gentleman, I won't ask a lovely lady if she's still in her jammies. We'll leave that only for the guys, okay?
I've already been working several hours, so
good,
no jammies
for me. You're an East Coaster, so I get it.
Correct.
Okay? At Wake County Public Schools down in Raleigh, North Carolina area, and right, it's Raleigh, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Of course, yeah. And your CTO down there, and you're also on the board of directors for COSET, and a conference co-chair, just like Steve is, okay? And by the way, I want to say something. Dr. Valerie Truesdale was supposed to be with us today. She is, of course, the assistant executive director at AASA. She could not be with us today. She was sweet enough to write me yesterday and let me know, okay? She is also a conference co-chair. Okay, and but she's getting her COVID shot today. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Boom. That's okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Great news.
Which just proves that some people will do anything to get out of doing a podcast with me. Anything. Even get a needle. Okay, so there you go. All right. We wish her the best. I'm thrilled. As I wrote her back, I said, here in Maine, we are just about 100% vaccinated, but unfortunately that's for the polio vaccine in 1955. Could take a few more years for the COVID one. So we're a little slow over here, but we're trying. So, Val, we'll miss you, but you did the... Is anybody there? Marlo? Hold on. Steve, Marlo, are you there?
Yeah.
I am. Yes, sir.
I don't know
what happened. I was talking, and all of a sudden my phone just went dead.
No worries. We're all back, and that's great.
And I apologize for that. I have no idea why that happened. Just all of a sudden the lines just went dead. Okay.
You know,
I'm going
technology's to great.
I'm going to blame our – well, you guys are chief technology officers. I would think that would not happen with you on the phone, ready to run to my rescue. Okay. So anyway, what I was saying was good luck, Val. I'm thrilled you're getting that shot. Okay, and we'll get you on back here next time. I'll start with Marlo. Marlo, first of all, I always like to do this. Just tell everybody about your school district, then get right into all about the conference. Go ahead. Tell everybody
what
you do for a living. Yeah. Brag.
So I'm the chief technology officer down in Wake County Public School System here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our district is the 15th largest in the U.S., first largest in the state of North Carolina. We have about 160,000 kids, and some of the most amazing educators you'll ever find.
Nice.
We also have lots of different calendars, so we have year-round, multi-track year-round, and we also have an award-winning magnet program with Schools of Choice. So just I'm very fortunate to work in such a district.
You are, and they're lucky to have you, by the way. Steve, just do Beaverton.
Sure. So Beaverton is in Oregon, just outside of Portland. I'm the chief information officer there for the Beaverton School District. We serve 41,000 students and their families. And it's a great, beautiful place to be. A lot of passionate educators and really fortunate to be able to work with so many great people there.
Right. And they're both, again, lucky to have you guys, both ends of the country there. And I just want to put this year's conference into perspective. Marla, let me swing back to you. This has been the nuttiest year ever, if I may, with the horror of the pandemic, and then, of course, how it affected education, okay? And we suddenly, although we should have thought of this maybe a little bit before, hello, okay, every district in the country is now so dependent on solid educational technology. Okay, whether you're hybrid or remote, whatever the heck you're doing. Okay, just talk about this year in this past year, I should say, in ed tech, Marlo. And I'm going to ask you the same thing, Steve, in just a minute. But talk about how the pandemic has affected your role as the chief technology officer. And I'm doing that to get a perspective for how important this year's COSED conference is, Marlo.
Sure. So you stated it well. This has been quite a year. With COVID, then with a lot of the social unrest in our country.
Oh, yeah.
And just the toll that all of it has taken on society, not only our teachers and our parents, but our students as well. And so we went from, in some districts, where they were already one-to-one, continuing with business as usual. But for a lot of districts across the country, mine included, we were not a one-to-one school district. And so very quickly, we've had to spin up and make sure our teachers and administrators and parents and students became digitally literate. And, you know, when you hear stories of my peers and myself and teachers, you know, there has been heroic work in order to get us where we are. You know, on top of that, which has been interesting on our perspective, as everybody was rushing to get technology, there was none. There was a global shortage of laptops and being able to get devices. And so many of us are still waiting on the global market to pick up pace.
Wow.
So it has been an interesting year, really trying to trying to meet the needs of our students and our teachers and our community.
And if I may, again, I'm going to put this into perspective. The COSED, which is the EdTech Association, okay, for school networking. Hello, networking. Okay, it's so important now. It always has been. I don't mean to imply that it hasn't, but it's so important now. Okay, we have learned how important it is. Steve, talk about the adventures of Beaverton, Oregon, and education during the pandemic, like the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Go ahead.
Sure. As Marlo said, the events beginning with the pandemic and moving through the rest of the year, just it just created such a focus on how important technology is to both the learning of students and the business of running school systems. Because overnight here in Oregon, we had 8 hours to prepare to send 5,000 staff home and 40,000 students home and tell them not to come back. And so without technology, the learning just wouldn't be able to happen in a remote environment in the same
way.
And so overnight, and this you know, our story in Beaverton was just echoed around the country, as Marlo said, the realization finally of school system leaders that we can't do our work anymore without technology created just a focus on the critical importance, and it put a lot of pressure on IT staff across the country to be able to deliver on a transformational model that should have taken years in days. So time shifted for us. Weeks became days, minutes, hours became minutes to get things done. So around the country, I mean, the technology people who work in school systems, they really did some amazing work at lightning speed to be able to ensure that students could continue learning.
It's true, and your analogy is similar to what the country did to the vaccine. Okay, it normally takes years, and we did it in less than a year. Okay, and it's the same thing with the technology, and of course the both of those things showed that we should have thought this out before. Okay, but we kept kept extending the highway as opposed to ending it. Okay, and we finally realized that we had to do something. It's just been such a incredible year, and you guys need to be congratulated. I mean, all the educators, but certainly the CTOs, for getting the job done. The chief technology officers of the district. It's just amazing. So good job, everybody. And that's why this year's COSIN conference is going to be more important. Steve, that when I'm going to ask you. First of all, to say, Steve, when is the conference? And I know the theme this year is, well, I submitted to Keith Krueger, your executive director, after this year. The theme I chose was martinis and marijuana, but he chose bold and brave. Was that it? Right after this year, I thought they would be good. It didn't work out. Okay, bold and brave, and boy, ain't that the truth. Okay, so when is the conference? And talk about the theme. I'll ask Steve.
Sure.
Then Marlo can give us the right answer. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I think that your suggestion would have been a close second. So,
thank you very much. I couldn't believe Keith turned it down. I was shocked. All good. We'll just move on. They're bold and brave.
That's right. We've got 3 days of great sessions, Tuesday, March 2nd, Wednesday, March 3rd, Thursday, March 4th, that are just jam-packed, just like an in-person conference would have been. So that's when this is going to happen, and we're going to have events around that time as well. And we'll probably get into kind of the why of that a little bit later. So, but the sessions themselves are 3 great days at the beginning of March. And Bold and Brave, I think, really reflects what Marlo and I were just talking about the transformation and the pressure on technology to make sure that students could learn and staff could continue to work during a pandemic. And our staff, they were bold and brave. And so the conference is kind of a chance to celebrate that. And it's also a call, I think, for us to be thinking about, this is not the time for kind of hesitant leadership. The situation demands us, the situation demands us as technology leaders to be putting the best ideas out there and pushing our systems and improving them so that through this horrible year, students not only could continue to learn, but moving into the future, our education system is going to be forever changed. And so now is the time. So I think it's a celebration and it's a call.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. That was well said. And, you know, it's interesting. As I mentioned before, Valerie was going to be here. She's Valerie Truesdale. She's the assistant executive director of AASA. And when we're talking at the School Superintendents Association, and when we're talking about being bold and brave, the CTOs, the COSIN membership, so to speak, okay, are so darn important, but it takes others as well. All right. Marlo, talk about how this bold and brave theme also relates to everybody who's within the organization, i.e. superintendents.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there is, you know, I think, you know, we've certainly talked about the work around COVID and the pandemic, but there is lots of work to be done around equity and around inclusion and the diversity within the field. And that doesn't happen without boldness and being brave. The courage to speak up, the courage to speak out, the courage to do what's right for kids. That work has to be done. It's not for the faint of heart. It's for folks who are ready and who are willing to do that work. And our goal is, as an organization, is really, even within us, is to help others become brave and bold in that arena, whether it's a superintendent, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a CTO. We all play a role in that work.
Right, and on that note, and I'm going to ask this, again, COSIN is an organization, so to speak, I'm making air quotes, of chief technology officers, but others can attend this conference, and maybe they should. Marlo, can you just talk about that for a second? Who else should be thinking about going?
I think anybody who's in the educational field.
Thank you.
Know, it comes down to, previously to the pandemic, there were lots of folks who didn't think technology was their business. You'd find it hard-pressed now to find anybody who thinks that technology is not part of their world. And so anyone who wants to come and learn more, I think we're always welcome to have everyone, but we've had superintendents, we've had teachers attend. We've actually even had students attend in the past.
And there's one other group I want to mention, and that's school board members. Okay, they have the power of the purse, and they are not experts in education per se, under normal circumstances. But they have to understand it, and I hope they show up as well. By the way, show up means you sit in your lazy boy recliner with your computer on your lap. Okay, so really it's very easy to do. Technology is the key now to education. Now, of course, pedagogy and what goes into that technology, the machine doesn't do it all. It's the educators, et cetera, but it's the technology that is connecting us. Okay, and without that, none of this is going to happen, and that's why this conference of COSIN in early March, COSIN, COSIN.org, is so darn important, especially this year. Okay, and by the way, thank you for mentioning that equity theme, Marlo. I would be remiss if I didn't say we have our American Consortium for Equity in Education, and COSIN, Keith, and the gang are so helpful to us, and we work together and all that, and we really appreciate all the efforts COSIN does for equity all the time. It's really a big thing. And actually, I'll stay on that for one second. I know the equity thing is important, Steve. I'll just throw this on to you. Okay, are there equity presentations going on? Okay, at the conference, since it's such a major thing. I'm sure there are. Yeah,
absolutely.
But,
yes. Yeah. And I mean, from our keynotes to our sessions, you're going to see equity connected into that. And just a quick note about who should come. COSIN did a great thing this year. And what we did was we said, let's open the gates as wide as we can, because we're not constrained by space anymore. So we told districts, register your team and bring your leadership, bring your colleagues, and also bring people who need to learn and who want to aspire to leadership. So I think we've got COSIN's done a great thing in trying to make sure that we are being inclusive and that we are welcoming everybody to the conference. But equity, as you were talking about, there are going to be sessions on digital equity, because that was a critical challenge for school systems across the country last year.
Yes, it was.
Not everybody has connectivity, and we need to work together rather than separately to figure out how to meet this connectivity needs for students. And we need to work with business partners, with other state agencies. This needs to be not a school system issue, but this is an issue for all of us. And so you're going to find sessions on that. One of our keynotes, Ken Shelton, is going to be talking in a keynote session about equity in EdTech. And so I think you're going to, if you attend the conference or when you attend the conference, you're going to see that equity is going to be discussed many ways throughout the conference.
Right. It's just thank you, Stephen. It's just so darn important. And I know Ken. What's Ken's role? What does Ken do?
And I'm going to let Marlo. I'm going to toss to Marlo just because she knows Ken really well.
Ken,
so I'm going to. I think Marlo.
I know Ken. I can't place it though. What's Ken's role?
Yeah. So Ken speaks on equity, diversity, equity, inclusion pretty regularly. His work is really based around how we have culturally inclusive curriculum, making sure that we are not excluding perspective, we're not excluding voices in the classroom. But he is a former educator out of LAUSD years ago and speaks a lot and does a lot of workshops in schools and works with districts and other organizations.
Thank you. And who are the other keynotes, if I may?
Sure, I'm absolutely happy
to.
So we have, so if we kind of go along our themes, so Ken's going to be speaking towards diversity, equity, inclusion. We have Weston Kishnick, who is also a former educator, who speaks to blended learning. And really not just blended learning, but blended learning where we're talking about the authentic use of technology, where we're not talking about technology's use for its own sake, but really how do we use these great instructional practices and pedagogy, as you mentioned before, to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our students, whether in-person, virtual, or hybrid using technology. And then our third keynote speaker is Mina, I'm going to try her last name as best I can, is Srinivasan, and she is also another former educator and a National Board certified teacher, but she is going to speak around mindfulness and social-emotional wellness, and not only of our children, but of our staff, and she's done a lot of great work with CASEL, around what social
great
emotional
group.
Learning looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah, that's a great group. By the way, it's Srinivasan. You came close.
Thank
it
you.
It was good. Yes, and that is not an uncommon name for folks from India, Srinivasan. Okay, so yes, that's absolutely excellent. Okay, and it is hard to pronounce. I appreciate that. You know, last year we were all going to meet in Washington, D.C. I was going to be there. We were all so excited about it. Of course, it got canceled. It was in March, right at the beginning of the pandemic. It had to be canceled. And you guys did it, I think, in June, okay, as a virtual conference, which you had to do, and I know that went pretty well, all right? But, you know, last year you went, okay, and it was kind of the middle of the spring of pandemic, all right? And so I'll go back to Steve. Steve, last year, what did you learn, and what's going to be different from this year? How will what we learned this year really affect last year really affect this year's conference in terms of the presentations, et cetera? What are you finding?
Well, I think last year, putting it in the context that all of us when we made time to go to the COSIN conference last year, we were in the middle of this kind of very rapid still move.
Yeah.
And despite the circumstances, our colleagues around the country said, by showing up, they said, you know, we need to make time for this because this work is going to accelerate. What I learn at the conference is going to accelerate my effectiveness in my district. And so I was so impressed last year about people giving just such deep and thoughtful quality presentations. And some of it was presentations that they were building, had started building when the pandemic hit. And so there was a lot of sharing around what are we doing? How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And by doing that, it accelerated everyone's work. And so that was such a great time last year, despite the stress for people. I think the conference itself, our feedback on it was, you know, despite moving to virtual literally overnight, at COSIN, it was such still a quality conference. And the thing that we missed, I think, are those in-between session times, those times where we're in the hall and I see you, you see me, and we get 5 minutes to catch up. And that's kind of oil in the machine.
Sure is. Sure is.
No, it's really important. And so I think this year at COSIN, as we were thinking about the conference, that was top of mind for us. So we wanted quality sessions. We want people to come away with some deep learning that translates into action in their district. And we want to build time for people to maintain and grow those connections between leaders. And all of that, I think, was learning that we took last year. And Marlo and Valerie and myself and the COSIN staff, who were absolutely fantastic, kind of got together and said, well, how do we make that? Take what we've learned and pour it into this conference. And I think they have done a great job doing that. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. If you want to continue or hand off to Marlo, how are you going? And I'll say COSIN, the Consortium on School Networking. And we're not talking about the same type of networking, but that's what you're talking about there is networking.
Right.
Okay? We don't all reinvent the wheel. Okay? There's 12,000 school districts, and many of them are doing it right. So if you're one that needs help, it may have already been done somewhere else. That's why this stuff is so important. So how are you going to network, okay, the people network at the conference since it's been thought through? And Steve, you want to hand that to Marlo or you can answer?
Sure, I'll hand it to Marlo.
There you go.
That was well done.
Marlo,
So I think we're trying to – part of the way we're doing that is we've changed our platform. We are looking at a platform now that, you know, we changed quickly, as Steve mentioned earlier. You know, we pivoted very quickly and put together – the staff did an amazing job putting everything virtual very quickly. But we had time now, this time, to begin with the end in mind, right? So knowing, as Steve said, all the things we wish we could do a little bit differently, we've done that. And so – the COSIN staff, Steve, myself, Valerie, have really taken a look at some options, and we're looking at a platform that not only provides the opportunity to virtually attend, but also has the opportunity to have conversations, has the opportunity to connect with our vendor community, which is so important. And also gives us some interesting and fun ways to connect. So we have things like a scavenger hunt, and we have speed dating with our vendors, and we have a passport game. So there's lots of different ways to engage with others within not only the conference sessions, but also I'll say within the everyday aspect of the platform. So if you think of the platform as kind of the hotel or the conference center that we would normally have it at, if you take it from that perspective, then you have the opportunity to connect, meet with folks virtually, and it's just going to be really exciting.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And you brought up something which I should have asked about, and this is key, okay? This was everybody's effort. Okay, to get education and keep it rolling this past year and continuing into the future under changed circumstances. And we've been talking about everything, but we need to talk about the vendors for a minute, those companies that not only put the products out there but support COSIN with the conference, et cetera, et cetera. Are we going to have – now, Marlo, just continue. Are we going to – what's with the vendors and how are we going to do – how are we going to get people involved with them? And I'll just – you mentioned the speed dating. So go ahead. Just talk about the vendors for a second.
So we're very, very fortunate that we have some amazing sponsors and partners.
You do.
In COSIN. And, you know, I'll put a plug in. We're always welcome to have some more. So certainly in that aspect. But so a couple of things that we're doing. We have, I mentioned, the scavenger hunt. And so getting to know the platform is a big piece of it. But also we have the passport game that we're going to be running. Where if you virtually meet with and go to specific vendors, you get points, and those points add up. And then there's a grand prize of a laptop and a second point prize of some professional development credit through COSIN. On top of that, we're also doing the speed dating piece, and so you get about 5 minutes with a vendor. You go through a certain amount of time, and if you've met with so many vendors, then you get put into a drawing for a gift card.
Good.
And, you know, some folks who are a little hesitant in working with our vendors, 5 minutes is a perfect opportunity to get a quick understanding of what they're about. less pressure, still nonetheless some exposure to what is out there. Because honestly, one of the most important things I tell my own team when we're at any conference is it's important to know what companies are developing and what they're building.
Absolutely.
So that we know
Absolutely.
How to evaluate our own systems and say, you know, are we behind in this area, or are we moving forward? So, so it's just super important to keep up with the technology.
Right, and there's the flip side of that coin. The vendors want to hear from you, okay, because they are responsible. Not you, Marlo, the audience, okay? Yeah, it's all on you, Marlo. No, I'm only kidding. Okay, they want to hear from you. Because the vendor-educator relationship is symbiotic. They're totally dependent on each other, okay? And without them, neither of them are going to do very well, because the vendors, if you may call them that, the industry, I'll call them, okay, needs to know what the educators need. And without solid conversation about that, they cannot produce the right product. And it's not producing willy-nilly what they think you need. They want to know what you need. That's why meeting with the vendors and getting your points across is so important when you go to a conference, and I'll say it, even a virtual conference like the Coastal one coming up, okay? They want to hear from you, and you'd be amazed if you get into conversations with the vendor how deep they go. You only see the tip of the iceberg when that sales rep calls, okay, on
right.
your school, okay? They're working hard. One of the reasons we have our equity consortium is to give the vendors that opportunity to work in a place where it's not all about sales. It's this give and take, and you give them that beautiful opportunity at the Coastal Conference. I can't say enough. Do you know how many vendors you're going to have so far? I mean, obviously, you're still going to get more, but how many right now? Do you know?
I don't have a number at the moment.
Okay.
Steve, do you?
Steve?
No, I we're going to have all of them.
Good. Like,
good
I love it. Perfect. Good answer.
I don't have
like
a number, but...
Year.
But it is such a great, you know, the great thing about the vendors is that despite the circumstances, you know, we see vendors leaning into the conference for the very reason you just shared, Larry.
Of course.
They see the value of getting the perspectives of the people who are attending so that they can help improve their product. And
right.
in turn, that makes it better for all of us. So it really is just a wonderful relationship we have with our partners, and we very much appreciate them.
You certainly, I know that for a fact, you guys do have great relationships with your vendors, and your vendors produce the products that the CTOs and the whole school district need. Okay, it's that simple. They can go to, everybody can go to COSIN.org to register, right? Steve?
Absolutely.
Yes,
COSIN.org. And don't forget the team registration.
Yeah, and actually, is there a discount for the team registration?
There is.
There you go.
It's built by the size of your organization.
I was hoping you were going to say there is, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's
filled by the size of your organization, and then you can invite anybody from your organization to attend. So, I mean, ultimately, depending on how many people you invite, it could be pennies on the dollar that you're
fabulous.
That you're inviting. So,
that's fabulous, and everybody in the school district is so dependent on ed tech. Okay, as many people as we still got to teach the kids, but as many people as possible. Okay, need to go and attend the virtual COSIN conference. So thank you both. We got to go. Steve, how's the weather in Beaverton today? Is it zero like it is here in Maine? Is it zero?
It's low 30s, but it is a beautiful sunny day.
So it's basically summer. It's our summer.
That's right.
Yeah, low 30s. Okay, good. Okay, that's good. Sunny here, but cold. Marlo, how's the weather in North Carolina?
We have had two horrible, nasty, rainy days, but it is in the low 40s here.
That's even better than Oregon. There you go. Okay,
that's
perfect.
Right.
And I hope the sun will come out, okay, everywhere. All right. Thank you both. Okay, you're both terrific. You worked so hard to get this stuff done. Everybody appreciate it. Thank you, Marlo. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Be good,
Thank
guys.
You.
Take care of yourselves, please. Bye-bye.
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 Steve Langford from Beaverton, Oregon, Marlo Gaddis from Wake County, Raleigh, North Carolina area, the schools, and we're going to have Valerie here, but she had other important things to do, okay, but we miss her from AASA, all right? And please check out the COSIN conference. Check out COSIN. Every school district should belong to COSIN. Let me say that again. Every school district should belong to COSIN. COSIN.org, and see what we're doing at ace-ed.org. That's where we're going to archive the show. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks, everybody, for listening.